Live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse, a phrase often associated with the late actor James Dean. He died at age 24 in a car crash. Today is the 50th anniversary of his death. Day-to-day's Steve Prophet has this report on the actor's undying legend.
Mom, a boy, a kid was killed tonight. I don't see how I can get out of that by pretending that it didn't happen.
James Dean from the 1955 film Rebel Without a Cause. By the time audiences saw the movie, Dean was dead, killed in a car crash in the central California town of Sholam.
On September 30th, 1955, at approximately 5:45 p.m., Jimmy's life came to an abrupt and sorrowful end.
That's Marcus Winslow, James Dean's cousin, at a ceremony this week in Sholem, where officials dedicated a pair of road signs marking the site of his death as the James Dean Memorial Junction.
In 55, it was a rural intersection. The lanes were just 10 feet across. So since then, it's been rechanneled and widened for safety. It's always been a dangerous place.
Warren Beeth is a high school teacher in nearby Bakersfield who spent most of his life trying to understand the Dean mystique. The author of a book called The Death of James Dean. He's been collecting evidence and ephemera about the accident for 35 years. Things like a copy of a public service film Dean made with actor Gig Young. Its theme, safe driving.
Take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine.
By 1955, James Dean had developed a passion for auto racing. On the day he died, he was driving a hot little German sports car, a Porsche 550 Spyder, with an aluminum body and an engine just behind the two seats, heading to Salinas, where he planned to race the Spyder for the first time. Warren Beeth.
Came out of those hills to the east, and it's a pretty steep decline and probably revved it up. Passed a car, ran another car off the road, and perhaps in that moment of distraction, he lost his concentration, and a college student coming from the other direction turned in front of him. They collided, and I believe Dean was killed instantly.
And that college student was Donald Turnipseed.
Donald Turnipseed of Tulare, a Navy veteran who was going to school and had a pregnant wife at home.
Donald Turnipseed never spoke about the accident, never granted an interview, and died in 1995. The legend of James Dean, meanwhile, just grew and grew. I meet Jeff Hodson, who's driven up on a silver Harley. He's a 30-something fireman from the San Diego area, and he builds tiny scale models of the crash site.
I have the crash version of James Dean's 550 Spyder and crash version of the car that hit him, which was a 1950 Ford two-door driven by Donald Turnipseed.
Like Dean fans before him and probably after him, Jeff thinks of the actor as, well, more than an actor. To Jeff, Dean is a presence, one that's very real.
It's my responsibility in some way to kind of further on the legend. That's exactly what he wanted. And I kind of feel like I'm a disciple. And
well, I got a 55 Porsche Spyder replica, and I built it just like James Dean, and I put the 130 on it. And
Victor Bent is another Deaniac. His full-size car is a perfect replica, right down to the name Dean had painted on the rear of the Spyder, Little Bastard.
Why did you do this?
Out of love of James Dean. I mean, I became a fan in 55, and so I got a 49 Mercury-like Rebel Without a Cause, and I wanted to build a Spyder also. I think Jimmy would be proud of it. I think what I've done, he's proud of that.
What is this living connection to an actor who died 50 years ago? Just a kid, really, only 24. Obviously, a big part of it is that he was a hero, cut down in his prime. He made just three films, East of Eden, Rebel Without a Cause, and Giant, the last two released after his death. Writer Warren Beeth says, had James Dean not met such an early end, he would have lived on only to disappoint.
Like Brando and the rest of him, maybe become a fat actor and self-indulgent vehicles, and I think you were seeing even at the end of Giant the sort of limitation of his talent as he tried to portray someone who was older. And what he did better than anyone, but that's part of the enigma and mystery. We'll never know what he really was capable of.
Beeth likens Dean to the great romantic poet John Keats, who also died in his 20s. But Keats is probably not on the mind of most people who make the pilgrimage to Sholem. watching and talking with them, you begin to understand that their connection with Dean is more than an appreciation for a cool, good-looking guy who personified the struggles of growing up in the 50s. It's more than the image of a take-no-prisoners bad boy or even the natural human nostalgia for times past. Because in death, James Dean never had to lose his hair, never had to lose his cool. And 50 years after that car crash in Sholem, he has something we'll never have again. Our youth. For NPR News, I'm Steve Proffitt.
Pictures from this story at our website, npr.org. Stay with us on Day to Day. It continues in a moment.